Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If your brothers threw you in a hole, planning to kill you, what would you do? Would you continue to have family dinners with them? Would family Christmas and birthday gatherings go on as usual? If your siblings betrayed you and plotted to kill you, how would you respond? And what if your siblings sold you into slavery? Instead of killing you, they let you live but forced you to work for a foreigner in a foreign land, seemingly without any chance of seeing your family ever again. If given a chance to see your brothers again, what would you say or do? Would you tell them off and seek revenge? Perhaps you would be silent, not knowing what to say to family members who had treated you so fiendishly. Would you forgive them for such heinous evil? After all that they had done to harm you, would you be able to forgive your brothers? Now, there are two powerful perspectives surrounding the issue of forgiveness in our first lesson for this morning. The first perspective is Joseph's. His family had come to him in Egypt years earlier during a time of great famine in the Middle East, seeking help for their survival. And like many other foreigners flocking to Egypt at the time, Jacob's family was in desperate need because of how bad things had gotten in their homeland. And they went to this foreign land that had saved up ample grain and livestock because of the dream that the Pharaoh had, which Joseph interpreted correctly. The Pharaoh's dream featured 7 fatted calves followed by 7 skinny ones, which Joseph rightly interpreted to mean that Egypt was about to have 7 abundant years followed by 7 years of famine. Egypt planned accordingly and was prepared. The family of Israel, Jacob, had not prepared so well. So they went to Egypt out of desperation. Now in Egypt, by miraculous coincidence, or God incidence, if you use that term, the man in charge of distributing Egypt's abundance was Joseph, the 11th child of Jacob, whom his brothers had almost killed but sold into slavery instead. After all these years, Joseph had risen to be the Pharaoh's right-hand man in Egypt, in charge of basically all the operations of the Egyptian empire. Who would have imagined that all these years later, Joseph would have the power of life over death, or life or death over his brothers who had tried to kill him, but ended up just enslaving him instead. Who'd have thunk it, right? But Joseph was merciful. Recognizing that it was his family, he ordered his brothers that they must first bring his father to him before they would find refuge in Egypt. They obliged, and there was a happy reunion between Joseph and his father, as well as with all of his brothers. There was much forgiveness in that moment, indeed. But in our reading for today, we see the next stage of the story. Jacob, their father, died. And they all seemed to love their father equally, but Joseph showed special devotion in how he carried his father's body up from Egypt to ancient Palestine, to the family grave, so that Jacob could find rest with his ancestors. In observing this devotion, we see that the brothers began to question, did Joseph really forgive us for good, or just pardon us temporarily while our father was alive? Will he seek his vengeance now that our father is dead? Natural questions which arise for many of us. I believe that the brothers' perspective is really a natural human perspective. Many people understand vengeance to be a human default and kind of go-to response to the crimes and sins of others. If someone wants to pay another back for a wrong done to them, we get it. It makes sense. Of course you would want to make sure somebody got what was coming to them, right? Well, even if you don't get it, Joseph's brothers surely thought this way because they expected that Joseph would too. In fact, they quickly set about preparing themselves for the inevitability of Joseph wanting to harm them, or to cast them out, or seek some sort of vengeance against them. It was only natural, right? Our passage for today begins by telling us, realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say this to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father." Wow. These guys were really worried. They'd held on to their fear of Joseph's retribution for all of these years. And once their father died, they expected that Joseph would finally take his revenge. They were so sure of Joseph's vengeance that they invoked the will of their father to make sure that they were going to be all right. And we have no way of knowing whether Jacob actually gave an instruction to the brothers that they tell Joseph not to harm them, or if the brothers just made it up in the father's name so that in order to kind of like save their own skins, you know. But we do know that this shows that Joseph's older brothers were afraid that he was going to hurt them or even kill them. They went to great lengths to try and save themselves from Joseph's vengeance because they thought it was surely coming their way. Two perspectives. One, Joseph's. The man who had already shown radical mercy to those who had sinned against him. Mercy for them when they needed it most. The second was that of his brothers, who could not fathom that their brother would really forgive them after how atrociously they had treated him. Even though their brother had already welcomed them into his grace, they still feared him. Mercy and vengeance. Two ways of dealing with the sin in their midst. The brothers felt vulnerable because their father was not there to protect them. Joseph, on the other hand, did not cling to retribution like they probably would have if they were in his shoes. Then, there were two different responses. The brothers, still thinking that Joseph might be bent on vengeance, offered themselves as slaves to their brother. Like prodigal brothers, they saw that their best chance in a bad situation was to be enslaved to their younger brother instead of being his victim. In the meantime, Joseph wept. Did he cry because they finally recognized how important he was? Or did he cry because his brothers, after all these years, still did not trust him? I'm inclined to think that something along the lines of the latter, because right after this incident, Joseph told his brothers, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do me harm, God intended it for good in order to preserve a numerous people as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones. A powerful response to his brothers who were sure that vengeance was coming. Do not be afraid. These are the very same words that Jesus would one day use to greet his disciples when he walked on water. Do not be afraid. And then, even more powerful words. Am I in the place of God? Joseph rightly saw that revenge is God's business. And in this situation, God did not intend to harm in the long term, but instead intended to provide for them in the end. Though Joseph suffered, and then the family suffered, everyone did well in the end because God was surrounding them with love and turning all the bad that happened to them toward the good. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't find the forgiveness that Joseph showed to come very natural to me. It's difficult to forgive, especially forgive egregious wrongs. But this is why we come to church, to learn to be better than we would choose to be ourselves. Today, Rally Sunday, we are kicking off another year of teaching our children how to follow the ways of God. And maybe I'll teach my children how to be silent during this sermon. We are teaching them to learn the lessons which the scriptures teach us. Some of the most important lessons that we can learn from scripture are seen in our first reading for today. Scripture teaches us that we should forgive more easily than we would desire and judge less than we want. After all, this is what God does for us each and every day. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.